Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now, joining us on the line, so pleased to have the head coach of the women's golf program down in Eugene at the University of Oregon, now in his fifth season, Derek Radley, on the line. Getting ready for the Pac-12 championships and what you hope is another run to an NCAA championship match. But good morning and welcome in. It's so glad to talk to you.
Appreciate it, Jason. Thanks so much for having me on the show, and certainly appreciate all the support for our Lady Ducks.
Well, and quite a program that you've got built up now in your fifth season after being an assistant for so many years at Arizona. You came off the best season in school history last year, getting to the championship match and finishing runner-up to Stanford. You've got a great roster of players, but maybe for people that aren't as familiar with the program, just kind of what's been your philosophy in building this up since taking over in 2018?
Yeah, it's, you know, the very fortunate for my time at the University of Arizona in 2018, I was the assistant coach there, and we won the national championship. So just seeing what that took and what that required from our players there. And, you know, when I accepted the job here in Eugene, obviously the athletic department across the board has had so much success. And so I remember taking tours of the facilities, meeting Rob Mullins, all the support staff here. Obviously, we have a winning tradition, and so it was an easy yes for me. My wife Sarah and I, we moved up to Eugene in 2018, and that was the goal, was to really try to build a championship team to get to where we were when I was at University of Arizona. So, bringing on our assistant coach Monica Vaughn is a huge reason as to why we've been able to have so much success. Monica, if some of you don't know, is originally from Reedsport. So she's an Oregonian, and Monica played her college golf at Arizona State. So we were actually big rivals when I was the assistant coach. I tell people all the time that she was my least favorite player to coach against because she beat us all the time. But Monica was ranked 10th in the world her senior year. And, she won the individual national championship in 2017, and the Arizona State Sun Devils won as a team in 2017. So won Arizona State and then Arizona. So we felt like we brought a lot of championship experience here, and it's been fun to build.
Well, and you come off a runner-up season last year, and for those that maybe don't follow collegiate golf until it gets to the championship rounds, it's a split season, so there's not much off-season. A lot of players are going to play in tournaments. Maybe they can get a sponsor exemption somewhere, or trying to qualify for the U.S. Women's Amateur, some of the other team events going on. So there's not much of an off season. You're right back at it in the fall. What were the expectations coming in? How did that factor into the start of the season, and kind of a little bit how difficult it is to manage a season that pretty much goes all year round?
Yeah, I mean, golf is, it does. We're really the only sport that competes in both the fall and in the spring in a team environment. I think tennis does, but in the fall they compete individually. So it's a lot. And, you know, obviously you're comparing what you did last year, but still knowing this is a brand new year. And we got to give it our best effort to be the very best team that we can be. A couple of our All-Americans, our recent graduate last year, Heather Lin, from Taiwan. She really led the team, and she turned pro and is having a lot of success on the Epson Tour. And then Sophie Kibsgaard-Nielsen, who was a two-time All-American for us from Denmark, is having success on the Ladies European Tour right now. So both of them are playing professional. So we brought some newbies in, but it's still understanding that this is what we built. You know, we have three returners from last year's team that are really kind of taking over and stepping in that leadership role. But you know, our goal is just to try to stay in the present, right, and not get too ahead of ourselves and do the very best we can. And I think we've done a great job of that up until this point.
Well, there was a little bit of break in there, and we saw some of those, you know, frontline players for you, Cynthia Liu and Brianna Chacone, both made the cut at the Augusta National Women's Amateur and got to play Augusta on the Saturday there. And then Qingzhu Chen, with her performance at the Ohio State tournament early in the year, qualified, got a sponsor's exemption on the LPGA Tour in the DO Implant LA Open. Those were both the same week. So how exciting was it for you as a coach to see all of your players competing in those events? And what are some of the lessons? How do you think that's going to help them now that you make your run here with the Pac-12 championships coming up here in a few days?
Yeah, so just so proud. I mean, you know, this was the fourth year of the Augusta National Women's Amateur. It's the top 72 female amateur golfers in the world that get an invite to play Augusta National the week before the Masters. Last year, Cynthia Liu and Brianna Chacone received that invite. They represented us for the very first time. We had ducks there. I went. I actually caddied for Brianna last year. Walked in the sacred ground. I mean, it's incredible. And they both missed the cut last year, so they learned, I think, some valuable lessons, and their number one goal was to make the cut this year, and they did. But on that Saturday, you know, I think it was April 2nd, there's 25,000 fans at Augusta National that are there watching and cheering on women's golf. I mean, I had tears in my eyes. It's incredible. So just so proud. They both made the cut. Cynthia finished, I think, tied for fifth, and Brianna was, like, tied for 25th. I think that gave them a lot of confidence, knowing they can compete not only at Augusta National, one of the toughest tests around, but also against the best female players in the world. And then Qingzhu, as we refer to her as CCT, that was her very first invitation and an opportunity to play in an LPGA event in LA. So took a lot. She said it was tough. You know, I don't think she played all to what she was hoping for, but we talked about what'd you learn. And she learned a lot from that week. So those three are our three returners from last year. They have that experience of what it takes in a national championship, and for them to have that experience playing in such high level events this late in the spring is really going to pay off as we move forward.
Chetton here with head coach of the women's golf program of Oregon, Derek Radley, as the women get set to head out here for the Pac-12 championships down in Arizona. We'll get to the courses in a little bit, but it's always interesting coaching, being a team coach for such an individual sport. A lot of these women have their own swing coaches, and you know, we're used to seeing the individuals on the professional tours. They have trainers, they have swing coaches, they have new, you know, you name it. How do you then bring it all together as the coach of a team and try to balance being there individually versus the team concept of what you need to go out and do to accomplish goals?
That's a great point, but I, you know, golf is difficult in that way, right? In that we never actually pass the ball to each other. So when we're out there, it's just you. However, we stress from day one of the season, the connection that you need to have as a team and a supporting teammate, a positive teammate, a caring teammate. And, you know, it's easy to see, I think, the teams that really make it far in the national championship are the ones that have great culture. And so that is something that is of the utmost importance, that I put it at the forefront. When you see us play, as soon as one of our players finishes a hole, they will turn around, no matter what score they got, they will turn around and throw a big hand in the air and wave to their teammate behind them. So that energy feeds off each other. Body language is something we really stress about how you carry yourself on the golf course, because your other teammates see that. And so we want to be positive. We want to be high energy, and we want to walk with confidence. And so that's something we really stress and try to bring that team environment together as much as possible.
Now, the Pac-12 championships down in Phoenix, Papago Golf Course, the national championships are going to be in Scottsdale. You obviously coached down there for a number of years. Is there a benefit to some familiarity with these courses?
Yeah, I think so. I'm thankful for my 6 years at Arizona. My wife is actually born and raised in Tucson. She played professional golf for 8 years. So I had a lot of experience in desert golf. And, last year, the national championship was at Greyhawk, and this is it's going to be back there again this year. So I feel like I know every inch of that place. The biggest challenge, I think, for our Ducks is as we go down, just making sure that they hydrate. And, we put umbrellas up on their push carts to provide some shade so that they can, feel okay and keep their energy levels up in the heat. But we actually played Papago Golf Course, which is the home of Arizona State. Their golf team's there. So we played there in the regular season event a couple weeks ago, and the Pac-12 championship is actually going to be hosted on that same golf course. So we kind of had a free go around of the golf course. It's pretty straightforward. The greens are huge, so speed putting is going to be really important. We've been stressing that a lot, working on our 30, 40, 50 footers, trying to lag them close. And then obviously the elevation and the temperature change, realizing that our golf ball is going to go further. So trying to get those numbers dialed in exactly so we can have a lot of birdie opportunities.
Well, you hope it's a very successful long stretch here over the next month to the NCAA championships for a return trip. But then your summer got a lot busier. You were named the head coach for the women's team for the Arnold Palmer Cup, which is a Ryder-Solheim Cup-style tournament amongst the top collegiate players. But the tough part is you're on the American side, so a couple players you're familiar with may not be available to you. You might be going up against them.
That's right. We had two Ducks actually compete for Team International last year in Switzerland for the Arnold Palmer Cup. It was the first time ever that we had two Ducks compete in that wonderful opportunity. And, yeah, I got a phone call a few months back saying I was a finalist for the head coach, and it really kind of caught me off guard. I was beyond thankful, and then they told me that I actually I was selected. So just so excited. My wife, Sarah, and I actually named our oldest. We have three kiddos. And we named our oldest Palmer. So I've always thought the world of Mr. Palmer and his values and what he stood for and this legacy and tradition that he does for this event. It's actually going to be June 8th, 9th, and 10th in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, which is where Arnold grew up. So there's a lot of really special history there. It's going to be the top 48 college players. So there's 24 men and 24 ladies, 12 Americans, and then 12 international, both from the men and women. So this past week, we had our very first committee meeting. Excited to be a part of that as we start to narrow down the selections. And then on April 25th on Golf Channel, everybody can check out. They're going to name the 12 ladies that will be on my team for the Arnold Palmer Cup, as well as the men as well. So just super excited, thankful for the opportunity. And, fortunately, I feel like I know a lot of the top players from the recruiting trail, just from competition. And so I can't wait to be there. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to the Pac-12 championships coming up this week. The Pac-12, one of the strongest conferences when it comes to golf, both men and women. What are the expectations going in, and who are you expecting to see lead the way for your team here this week?
Yeah, I mean, last year was really special. We won the Pac-12 championship, first time in Oregon women's golf history as a team. Cynthia Liu won as an individual at Eugene Country Club here. And so we're excited to go down and defend our title. I think every time we tee it up now, we have an expectation. We want to be there on that final round to have a chance to win. And I think we're the second ranked team in the conference. Stanford being number one, they've had an incredible year. They've really led much as they did last year, so they're going to be tough to beat. And I think Arizona State too on their home course is going to be difficult. But you know, our conference is so strong, especially in women's golf. So we need to bring our best, know that every shot counts. And you know, I'm really leaning on our three returners from last year. Again, Cynthia Liu, Brianna Chacon, and Chinsu Chen to lead the way and show the newbies what it's all about and how to walk with confidence during the times that mean the most.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Derek Radley, head coach of the women's golf program down at Oregon. Best of luck this week and hopefully the next few weeks following, and hopefully a long run here in the spring to the NCAA championships. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll hopefully catch up with you down the road.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jason, for having me. Go Ducks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.